Officials with Hillsborough County announced earlier this month that decreasing property taxes would leave a huge deficit for the next fiscal year, possibly over $100 million. That led to a comment by County Administrator Pat Bean that the reduced forecast could lead to 1,000 layoffs in the county, which stunned some commissioners and led to a heated discussion today about how the county commission ultimately works. Leading off the discussion was the county's budget director, Eric Johnson, who had little positive news to add to the daunting economic figures announced earlier this month.
What you see is that the state's anticipating we'll have negative growth for another year, and what that reflects is the fact that prices are still falling. We've heard that the commercial sector doesn't bottom out until later this calendar year, and so there are expectations that the property value as of next January 1, which is the basis for the fiscal 11 budget, will be 8.8% lower than that for this past January, which is the basis for the upcoming fiscal year 10.
Johnson said that recent figures show it will be years before the county enjoys 5% growth in property tax rolls, and thus short-term solutions are not the answer. And he said the fear is increased inflation.
And the challenge that we both see going out for the next 5 years is inflation is pretty minimal at the present. But as inflation starts to come back, the potential is that inflation, the cost of doing business, will outstrip the growth in revenues, in which case we may see relatively stagnant revenues and a growing cost to do the same things we're doing today.
Johnson said the county is now looking at a $110 million reduction in revenue going into next year, which means an 11% across-the-board reduction for every department to stay within the budget. But he acknowledged that many areas cannot be cut. But he said if the board didn't want to touch the budget offices of constitutional officers, such as the sheriff's and supervisor of elections offices, as well as fire rescue, the cuts to other departments would be greater.
If we break out those costs associated with areas that deserve special consideration, the constitutional officers and fire rescue, what we find is that same $110 million applied against that $444 million represents 25%. So, if we wanted to carve those areas out and focus on cuts in the remaining programs, balancing next year's budget at this point reflects about a 25% reduction in the remaining areas of the budget. And again, some of those can't be touched. Some of those clearly may be just as high a priority as some of the areas that we've cut out. This is simply, again, an illustration to provide you a perspective on what a $110 million loss of current revenue means.
But it was a presentation by the county's internal performance auditor, Jim Barnes, that led to a heated exchange at times. Barnes presented a plan on strategic planning and budget reform. After his lengthy presentation, Commissioner Norman said if Barnes did what he proposed, it would be the equivalent of changing the county's 24-year-old charter.
And we have a charter. All these things y'all are spouting about things all over the country, we have a charter here. It's a charter adopted by our people, and it's our government. To redo that, we should have a full analysis and have a full public. We talk about, you know, everybody wants open government. What you're doing here is changing our charter, in my opinion.
But Commissioner Al Higginbotham vigorously disagreed.
This commissioner, listening to the people in Hillsborough County, saying they're concerned when they hear 1,000 families, not 1,000 people, but 1,000 families maybe face layoffs, and we don't have all the facts yet. I know that you said that Eric Johnson's office leaked it, or maybe your office leaked it. We've got to tighten up the reins. We will answer to these people, and the way we're going to answer these people is we're going to be a participant.